愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面有《路加福音》的21-24章。
This week we're reading Bible study in Luke chapter 21-24。
《路加福音》21-24章在讲什么
？What is Luke chapter 21-24 talking about？
就是在讲耶稣的受难记。
It's regarding the tribulation that Lord Jesus went through。
Passion of Christ,
the Passion of Christ,
也就是主耶稣最后一个礼拜的生活
which records the last week of Lord Jesus' life.
我们知道整本圣经的中心人物是主耶稣
We know the central figure of the entire Bible is Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣之前叫旧约
Before Jesus Christ came to earth, it was considered Old Testament.
主耶稣来以后叫新约
After his birth,It's considered New Testament.
整个人类历史的中心也是主耶稣。
The entire central theme of human history is also centered on Jesus Christ.
因为他来世界上要拯救世界上的人。
For he came to this world in order to save humanity.
那主耶稣的人生的最后一个礼拜是最精彩的。
The last week in Lord Jesus' life on earth was the most exciting period.
通常我们看一个人在写自传，大概要临死以前呢，没有什么可以写的。
When we read a biography of certain individuals, usually by the time that they are about to die, there is nothing to talk about.
但是主耶稣最后一个礼拜是最精彩。
But the last week in the life of Lord Jesus Christ was considered the epitome of his life.
约翰福音从约翰13章一直描写到21章，在描写主耶稣的最后一个礼拜。
John 13-21 records the period of the last week in Jesus' life.
差不多40%的篇幅在描写主耶稣的最后一个礼拜。
So in the book of John, about 40% of it speaks of the last week in Jesus' life.
因为主耶稣的最后一个礼拜，就是把神对人的爱最具体、完全的表现。
Because in the last week of Lord Jesus' life on earth, he embody the entire love of God on earth.
罗马书里面在提到神对人的爱。
The book of Romans also expresses God's love toward humanity.
他说我们还做罪人的时候基督就为我们而死。
It says that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us.
神的爱就在此显明。
And this is how God expresses love.
所以最后一个礼拜就是主耶稣怎么为我们死。
The last week,is the indicator of how Lord Jesus died for us.
在约翰一书里面呢，约翰被神感动。
In 1 John, John was moved by God.
他提到神的爱。
And he speaks of the love of God.
他说主耶稣为我们的罪做挽回祭，这就是神的爱。
He says that Lord Jesus loved us by becoming a redemption for our sins.
为我们的罪流出宝血，这个就是做挽回祭。
For our sins, he offered the propitiation.To sacrifice on behalf of our sins.
那在最后一个礼拜里面，我们可以看到主耶稣对人类的爱，好像死一样的坚强。
And we see that in his last week of life, that his love toward the human race is very strong and evident.
所以最后一个礼拜，这是相当感动人。
Last week is one that is most moving.
而且相当的吸引人。
And very attractive.
那在路加21-24章我们可以看到三点。
Luke chapter 21-24, we can see three major points.
第一点就是主耶稣在最后一个礼拜他的危机感。
First is Lord Jesus' sense of crisis.
然后他告诉门徒。
And he told his disciples.
信仰生活要有这种危机感。
That we need to, in our faith, we must have this sense of crisis.
我第一次到南非是1995年。
The first time when I went to South Africa was 1995.
1994年种族隔离结束。
In 1994, the apartheid was ended.
1995年。
In 1995.
我们可以看到很多的花园。
We can see many gardens.
有的家庭有开始建围墙。
And some family began to erect walls.
到1996年去。
By 1996, when we went again.
很多不但有围墙，下面上面有铁丝网。
Many of the houses were fenced off with walls and plus with barbed wire on the top.
1997年去。
By 1997,
电视网上面加电。
The barbed wire on top of the fences are now electrified.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为抢劫非常的普遍。
Because robbery is rampant.
差不多很少人没有被抢过。
It's very rare that someone has not been robbed before.
那在这样的环境下生活，
and living under this kind of circumstance,
人就有一种危机感。
People will have a sense of crisis.
因为不晓得什么时候会轮到我。
Because you never know if you're going to be the next victim.
那我们把注意力拉回到美国。
As we refocus to America.
啊，九一以前。
Before 9/11.
啊，人从来没有想过。哦，美国本土会被恐怖分子攻击。
The Americans had never thought that U.S. soil would suffer any kind of catastrophic attack.
那到现在，我们看每一次登飞机都要经过很多的检查。
And by now, every time we board a plane, we have to go through a lot of security checks.
这个就是危机感。
And this is a sense of crisis.
哦，因为我们不晓得什么时候下一次会再发生。
Because we never know when the next disaster will strike.
那这是世界上的生活。
This is reflection of the life on this world.
啊，但是做一个主耶稣的门徒，我们是活在两个世界里面。
But as a disciple of Christ, we live in two worlds.
啊，一个是这物质的世界。
First, the physical one.
啊，另外一个是属灵的世界。
The other, the spiritual one.
啊，在属灵的世界，我们需要有一个危机感。
While living in the spiritual world, we need to have a sense of crisis.
啊，我们现在看路加的二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke 21.
啊，路加的二十一章。
Luke 21.
第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，耶稣就说：“论到你们所看见的这一切，将来的日子。”到了，在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁的。
These things which you see, the days will come in which not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down.
啊，第七节。
Seven.
啊，他们问说：“夫子，什么时候有这个事呢？这是将到的时候，有什么预兆呢？”
So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, but when will these things be, and what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?"
这里主耶稣在讲啊，没有一块石头留在石头上，是指着公元七十年罗马兵丁攻到耶路撒冷城。
What Lord Jesus was alluding to, saying that not one stone will be left upon the other, refers to the event in 70 AD when the Romans attacked the city of Jerusalem.
他们寻找圣殿里面的金，把所有的墙壁石头全部都拆掉。
They were looking for gold hidden in the walls of the temple, so they tore down the entire temple from brick to brick.
那也从那个时候开始，犹太人散布在全世界每个角落，一直到1948年。
And it was from that time forward that all the Jewish people were scattered throughout the corners of the world until 1948.
啊，但是这个事情还没有发生以前，犹太人根本就不知道，他以为没有事情。
But before this event took place, they could never foresee that it was going to come.
但是主耶稣已经告诉他，重大的事情将要发生。
But Lord Jesus already prophesied to them that a major event is about to unfold.
那为什么要告诉他们？
Why did he warn them?
啊，就是要让他们警醒预备。
It was to make them become alert, so be ready.
懂得依靠神来面对这个危机。
So they know how to rely upon God to overcome this crisis.
危机的发生，这是人所难免的。
The unfolding of the crisis is inevitable.
但是靠神能够得胜，这是神给我们的应许。
But to rely upon God to overcome the crisis is something God promised to us.
然后接下去主耶稣在讲这个危机意识，就在提到他再来之前。
Lord Jesus goes on to expand on the sense of crisis which will happen before his second coming.
那他再来之前，就是他升天，在天上预备地方，预备好了他要再来这个世界。
Before his second coming is when he has prepared the place in heaven ready for us to receive us so he will come to the world again.
那主耶稣什么时候再来？
When will Lord Jesus come again?
从彼得后书里面一直讲到现在。
From 2 Peter until today.
圣经说主耶稣再来不是单言。
The Bible tells us that Lord Jesus is not slow in keeping his promise.
乃是宽容。
But rather he's being gracious to us.
既然是宽容，有一个限度。
Since it's a grace period, that means there will be a day when it ends.
如果耶稣今天再来
，If Lord Jesus comes again today,
第一个，我能得救吗
？First of all, we need to ask, can we be saved?
这是一个大问题。
This is a major question.
第二个
，Second,
我的家人能得救吗
？Can my family be saved?
我所爱的人能得救吗
？Can my beloved ones be saved?
这是一个大问题。
This is another major issue.
所以为什么耶稣讲再来到现在没有再来？
So why is it that Lord Jesus promised he was going to come again, but up until today he hasn't come?
是因为他希望给人更多的时间来悔改回头归向主。
It is because he's giving us more time so human race will return and come to repentance to God.
但是他再来之前会有危机。
But before his second coming, there will be major crises that will take place.
我们现在回来看, 21章的29节。
Let's read chapter 21, verse 29.
路加福音21章的29节。
Luke 21, verse 29.
我们可以从, 25节开始。
Let's read from verse 25.
日夜星辰要显出异兆, 地上万邦要困苦, 海中的波浪就慌忙不定。
26节，天使都要震动，人想起那将要临到世界的事，就是吓得魂不附体。27节，那么他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀驾云降临。28节，这些事你们就应当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近到了。这里讲主耶稣再来。This passage describes what's going to happen when Jesus comes again.
非常可怕。
It's a very dreadful time.
天使都要震动。
The heaven and the earth will be shaken.
人想起来, 从来没有人类历史发生过这样的事情。
And never before has people seen this kind of catastrophic events.
吓得魂不附体。
They'll be so frightened out of their wits.
所以有一次, 保罗被抓去审判。
One time, Paul was arrested and being sentenced.
以后他有机会向这个审判官见证主耶稣再来要审判的事情。
And he had the opportunity to testify to the judge who was proclaiming a verdict upon him concerning the second coming.
听了也很害怕说不要再讲了。
Even this judge who was presiding over his case, after hearing this testimony, became so frightened and told him to stop.
所以这个日子不是会不会来, 是什么时候来到。
It's not a matter of whether this day will come, but it's a matter of when.
而且这一日非常快会来到。
And this event will take place very quickly.
为什么我们看圣经很多的预兆, 一个一个实现?
Why is that? Because we see the prophecies in the Bible being fulfilled one by one.
所以圣经里面所有的预言都实现, 只剩下一个。
All the prophecies in the Bible have been fulfilled except for one.
如果我们看以赛亚书,
if we study the book of Isaiah,
这等于旧约的福音书,
which is the gospel book in the Old Testament,
要有童女怀孕生子。
That there will be a virgin conceive and give birth to a son.
他是以马内利的开始。
He is the beginning of Emmanuel.
这个是公元800年前预言的实现了。
This prophecy was 800 BC and has been fulfilled.
有一个孩子出生。
There will be a child who will be born.
是为每一个人生的。
He was born for the sake of everyone.
他的名叫做奇妙的策士。
He will be called the Wonderful Counselor,
全能的神,
the Mighty God,
永在的父,
the Everlasting Father,
和平的君,
the Prince of Peace.
这个小孩子有四个头衔,
this child has four titles,
其中一个叫做全能的神,
one of which is the Almighty God.
这个预言实现了,
this prophecy has been already fulfilled,
就是主耶稣的降生,
which is, took place when Lord Jesus...
所以每一个预言都实现,
When Lord Jesus came to the world, so every prophecy had been fulfilled.
出于神的话, 每一句都有能力。
Because every word that the Lord spoke carries his power.
因此主耶稣再来, 这一定会实现。
Therefore, the second coming of Christ would definitely occur.
而且这一天很快会到。
And this day will come very quickly.
因为如果我们比较现在,
Because if we compare the present times,
现在的罪比索多玛时代还少吗?
The sins of this world, is it any less than the time of city of Gomorrah and Sodom?
答案是否定的。
And that is a definite negative.
现在的罪比挪亚世代还少吗?
Is the sin of the present day less than the day of Noah?
答案是否定的。
And that is negative.
所以我们就很肯定地知道, 主耶稣会再来。
So we are very assured that Jesus will come again very quickly.
这一天是非常可怕的一天。
This is a frightening day.
好，那我们再看 提摩太后书的第三章。Let's
turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
And you'll see that in the last days, perilous time will come.
这个讲危险的日子，就是我们需要有危机感。
This perilous time tells us that we need to have this sense of crisis.
那很多人把末世的危险解释作核子大战。
Many people explain the perilous times as a nuclear war, all-out nuclear war.
其实这不是我们最需要关心的。
This is not something that we need to be concerned with.
因为如果一个核子弹掉在俄亥俄，几秒钟之内我们全部都变成灰了。
Because if a nuclear missile were to detonate in Irvine, then within a few seconds, we will all turn to dust.
再掉10个也一样。
And even if there were 10 more bombs, the same consequence will occur.
但是真正的危险是什么？
But what is the true danger?
核子弹还没有掉下来之前。
Before the nuclear war drops upon us.
这个危险的日子指的道德沦丧。
The perilous times refer to the decline of morality.
罪恶横行。
The rampant sin.
在这样的环境里面很难持守信仰。
Under this kind of a perilous society, it's hard to hold on to our faith.
所以危机意识就是告诉我们末世的日子很难维持信仰。
Having a sense of crisis in the perilous time means that it's very difficult to hold on to our faith in the end time.
但是很难不是不可能。
Just because it's difficult doesn't mean it's impossible.
在神无所不能。
For with God, everything is possible.
所以这个危机感就是要带我们醒过来，然后亲近神，靠近神来得胜。
So this sense of crisis is something that will wake us up, draw us closer to God, and become victorious.
所以主耶稣还没有钉十字架以前，他已经告诉门徒前面的路很危险。
Even before the Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross, he already forewarned his disciples that the road ahead is very dangerous.
但是门徒听不懂。
But the disciple failed to understand.
然后他要预测他第二次再来的日子很危险。
And he also predicted that before his second coming, there will be dreadful times.
那现在我们是不是能听得懂呢？
Now, do we understand his message?
危机感。
We need to have the sense of crisis.
那危机感的最大的挑战是什么？
What is the greatest challenge in the sense of crisis?
是什么会让人失去危机感？
What will take the sense of crisis away from us?
我们回来看路加21章。
Let's turn back to Luke 21.
路加福音21章。
Luke 21.
34节。
Verse 34.
21章34节。
21 verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因为贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你的心，那日子就如网罗来到，忽然临到你们。
Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.
这个地方讲贪食醉酒，今生的思虑。
Passage refers to carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life.
贪食是什么？
What is carousing?
肉体的束缚。
It means the pleasures in the flesh.
整天所想就是吃什么喝什么。
Whole day long, we just think about what we will eat or drink.
让肉体的感官活得很快乐。How
we can satisfy our flesh so we will live in happiness.
醉酒是什么？
And what is drunkenness?
以现在来讲就是娱乐。
In the present time, it means entertainment.
各种的娱乐器材要让自己的心快乐。
All sorts of entertainment equipment in order to satisfy and delight our hearts.
那第三个,
so third,
今生的思虑,
cares of this life.
在地上太多的理想,
on this earth, we have so many ideals to pursue.
每一个理想都有很多的思虑在里面,
and within every dream that we have, there's a lot of selfishness contained.
那这三个内容把我们的心就完全拉在地上。
We see these three objectives will totally capture our heart and tie it to the earth. So it makes it very difficult for us to turn our head and look upon the heavens. We rarely think about how we can elevate our spirituality. Each time we pray, we only plead to God how our life can be improved and live a better life on earth. This type of prayer is not adequate.
危机感就是要让我们在属灵上预备好。
Sense of crisis means that we have to be spiritually prepared.
来预备主耶稣再来之前外在环境的挑战。
In order to be able to cope with all these external challenges in the end time before Jesus comes again.
我们现在回来看21章。
Let's read 21.
路加福音21章。
Luke 21.
35节,
Verse 35.
因为那日子, 这样临到你们, 全地上一切诸人, 36节,
36.
你们要常常警醒祈求, 使你们能逃避这将来的事, 得以站立在人子面前。 所以说要警醒祈求。
It says here that we have to pray always and be alert.
所以, 有时候生活舒服是神的恩典。
So, it's to live a comfortable life is out of God's grace.
但是反面来讲。
But conversely,
这个也有它的危险，就是让我们失去的危机意识。
There's also a hidden danger because we will lose our sense of crisis.
因为历史上有两个事实告诉我们是这样。
Historically speaking, there are two facts that point to this.
除非我们是不同的人，不然的话，我们也是同样历史的一部分。
Unless we are different type of people, otherwise we will repeat what has happened in the history.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Turn to Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
三十七节
，verse 37。
二十四章三十七节
，24:37。But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
38.
For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
好，这个地方主耶稣重复说，人子降临也要这样。
Lord Jesus repeated saying that.The same will also happen at the coming of the Son of Man.
要像什么
？Like what?
要像挪亚的日子。
Just like the days of Noah.
挪亚的日子，神的愤怒已经积到极点了。
During the day of Noah, God's wrath has been built up to its peak.
所以神叫挪亚造方舟。
Therefore, God commanded Noah to build an ark.
挪亚也去传警告。
Noah also preached warnings.
但是当时的世代人在想什么
？In Noah's days, what were going through people's minds?
这里讲照常吃喝嫁娶。
It says that they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
吃喝是神的恩典。
Eating and drinking is out of God's grace.
嫁娶也是神的恩典。
Marriage is also out of God's grace.
但是当吃喝嫁娶变成生活的重心
，But when eating and drinking and marrying become the central focus of our life,
人就对挪亚船大水要来的警告不知不觉。
And people are oblivious to the warning of Noah preaching that the end time is coming.
人就没有危机意识。
They lost that sense of crisis.
所以今天神让我们过得很舒服，这是神的恩典。
So today, it's out of God's grace that we live a comfortable life.
但是生活舒服不应该是生活的重点。
But having a comfortable life should not be the central focus of our life.
如果生活舒服是我们生活的重点，我们对神的事情会不知不觉。
Having a comfortable life is the central focus of our life, then we will lose our sense of crisis in God.
那一天忽然临到，对我们来讲就是一种灾祸。
When that end time comes, it will seize upon us unexpectedly.
但是能够在活在神的恩典，同时又警醒预备，这才是我们活着的一个正道。
And it's the right thing if we can live under the grace of God and at the same time possess the sense of crisis.
那第二个例子。
Let's look at second example.
我们来看阿摩斯书。
Turn to Amos.
阿摩斯书。
Book of Amos.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第六章，阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes.
这个地方讲得更清楚。
Here it explains very clearly.
他说在锡安、撒玛利亚安逸无虑的有祸了。
Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and in Mount Samaria.
生活太舒服有祸了。
Those who are living comfortable lifestyle, you are in trouble.
为什么会这样讲
？Why does the Bible declare so?
就是生活太舒服，人没有危机意识。
Because such comfortable lifestyle made the people lose the sense of crisis.
然后你我们从第三节一直念下去。
If we read from verse 3 and forward,
你们以为降祸的日子还远吗？
Do you think that the day of doom is still far off?
其实，在生活的另外一方面，整个社会上充满着罪恶。
Because on the other side of the society, the whole livelihood was filled with wickedness.
整个社会充满着罪恶。
The entire society was filled with wickedness.
但是他们只注重吃喝嫁娶。
And they only focus on eating, drinking, and marriage.
他以为就没有事情了。
They thought everything is fine.
其实神预定这个大祸已经快近了。
But in fact, the day of doom that God destined for them is near. Verse 6. Who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointment, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph?
什么是约瑟的苦难？
What is the affliction of Joseph?
就是被抓到埃及去当奴隶。
And he was enslaved in Egypt.
那因为生活太舒服啊，他从来不想这个，怎么会有这个事情
？Because of their comfortable life, they never consider these things.
所以不懂得在危机当中赶快回转归向神悔改，使神的愤怒转向。
And in the middle of the crisis, they have no sense of crisis and don't know how to turn back to God and and ask for his forgiveness.
所以第七节,
In verse 7, therefore they shall go captive as the first of the captives, and those who recline at banquet shall be removed.
所以这些人要在被掳中间首先被掳。
So these people will be the foremost among those who are going to be captive.
那书生的荒宴宴乐要消灭。
And all these banquets would disappear.
所以这些历史的事实, 主耶稣的警告都告诉我们。
So through the historical fact and Lord Jesus' warnings, they all point to this thing.
耶稣再来之前,
that before Lord Jesus' second coming,
一定要有危机感,
that we must possess this sense of crisis.
生活舒服是神的恩典,
it's God's grace that we can live a comfortable life.
但是一定要有危机感,
but we must possess the sense of crisis.
第二个,
second,
我们在主耶稣最后一周里面看到主耶稣的使命感,
in the last week of Lord Jesus' life, we discover that he has this sense of mission.
主耶稣来世界只有一个目标很清楚。
When Lord Jesus came to this world, there was only one goal, and it's very distinct.
记载马太福音第一章。
It's recorded in Matthew chapter 1.
他要把人从罪里面救出来, 就一句话。
Just one statement, that he is going to deliver the human race out of his sins.
主耶稣的一生就是朝着这个目标在努力。
The entire life goal of Lord Jesus Christ is aiming toward this goal.
主耶稣最后一句话是什么?
What is Lord Jesus' last statement?
成了,
it's done.
完成什么?
What is done?
完成神给他的托付, 要把人从罪恶里面救出来。
He has completed the God's commission to save people, deliver them out of their sins.
所以主耶稣的使命感很清楚。
So Lord Jesus has a very strong sense of mission.
这个好像我们在开房子那个开车子那GPS那一个定点最后一点定得很清楚。
And this is very akin to when we're driving using the GPS, that final destination is very clear.
那你不论开到哪里,
so no matter where you drive, eventually you will come to your destination.
主耶稣的生活很忙碌,
Lord Jesus' life was very busy.
他一大早就起床,
he wakes up very early in the morning.
他很晚才睡觉,
he goes to bed very late at night.
有时候整晚没有睡觉,
sometimes he goes without sleep the whole night.
这么忙碌的生活里面,
but out of such a hustle and bustle,
他从来没有迷失过他人生活着的目标,
he had never lost his goal for living on the earth,
就是要把人从罪恶里面救出来,
which is to deliver human race out of their sins.
那我们现在从路加福音一步一步来看,
so that's a study from the book of Luke, step by step.
路加福音第九章,
Luke chapter 9,
路加福音第九章,
Luke chapter
9, 22节,
verse 22, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Here, Lord Jesus already prophesied that he is going to suffer. He will be rejected. He will be killed and raised on the third day. And it's very clear that he already foretold and placed this before him. This is a very a way of affliction that he must go through in order to save human race. And he did not run away from this way in which the Lord God has prepared for him.
Let's read
chapter 9, verse 51. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
这里说耶稣被接上升,
it says here that when the time had come for him to go to heaven to be received up, and he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷什么地方?
What is the city of Jerusalem?
他要被钉十字架的地方,
a place where he will be crucified.
所以主耶稣不是被勉强的,
so Lord Jesus was not compelled to go.
是他自己选择要往耶路撒冷去的。
But rather, he, out of his own volition, he, out of his own willingness, he went to Jerusalem.
为什么他这样选择?
Why did he choose this decision?
因为他爱人。
Because he loved people.
所以他自己这样选择。
And thus he made this choice out of his own will.
我们再看13章22节。
Let's read 13, verse 22.
13章22节。
Chapter 13, verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem.
这个地方说耶稣往耶路撒冷去经过各城教训的。Here
it says that Lord Jesus went through all the villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem.
每一步靠近耶路撒冷就离开他要被钉十字架的时刻越来越近。
Each step toward Jerusalem is a step closer to the day in which he'll be crucified.
但是他没有迟疑。
But he never hesitated.
他没有退步。
He never faltered.
他没有回转。
He never turned back.
因为他对人的爱是很坚强的。
Because his love for the human race is so strong.
看十一章，十七章，十一节。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 11.
路加福音十七章十一节。
Luke 17 verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
这里头他经过撒玛利亚，又再要去耶路撒冷。
He passed through the Samaria and Galilee on his way to Jerusalem.
十八章三十一节。
Chapter 18 verse 31. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished."
这里说，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写一切事要成就在人子身上。
We're going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished.
他知道旧约的圣经要借着他来预言，来实现。
He knew clearly that the prophecies in the Old Testament will be fulfilled through his mission.
就是被钉死，流出宝血，付出赎价。
Which is he will be nailed on the cross, shed his blood in order to redeem the sins of humanity.
成全神对人救恩的实现。
To complete this work of salvation God intended for human race.
我们再看十九章十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, saying he was near Jerusalem, and because they brought the kingdom of God would appear immediately.
好，再看二十八节。
And verse 28. When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
好，这是最后临近耶路撒冷，主耶稣在讲的。
And this is right before Lord Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
所以我们可以看到主耶稣的一生啊，使命感很清楚。
So we can see that throughout Lord Jesus' lifetime, his sense of mission is very clear and evident.
因此，他走完人生的道路，圣经说，虽然他降为至低，最低变成罪人，但是神把他升为至高，把一切的权柄都赐给这个名。
After he had completed his course on earth, the Bible says that he lowered himself from the mighty God, from the lofty seat above, into a lowly man in order to bring glory to God.
今天我们的生活要怎么过?
Today, how should we live our lives?
主耶稣就是我们生活的榜样。
Lord Jesus is our role model.
我们每一天就是在效法主耶稣。
Each day, we should imitate Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣说，如果你要服侍我，你要跟着我走。
Lord Jesus says, if you want to serve me, then you have to follow after me.
如果我们要做门徒,
if we want to be his disciples,
要舍己,
we have to deny ourselves,
背十字架,
and carry our own cross,
跟着主耶稣,
and follow after Christ.
那既然主耶稣的一生, 他的使命感非常清楚,
and since out of Lord Jesus' entire lifetime, his sense of mission is so strong and clear,
而且为着神托付他的使命, 付出他的生命,
and he was even willing to pay a huge price with his life in order to fulfill the mission.
今天我们要怎么生活?
Today, how should we live our lives?
我们要了解神托付我什么?
We have to understand, first of all, what is the mission God entrusted to us?
有的人很会生涯规划。
Some people are very good at planning out their life.
但是听来听去生涯规划最后一点是说坟墓买好了。
But out of the entire lifetime of planning, their ultimate goal is they already purchased their plot of graveyard.
名字也刻好了，只是日期没有刻而已。
Even the tombstone is already engraved, except for the date.
当然这样想得很远，但不够远。
Even though that you're very far thinking in doing so, but that's not far enough.
最好的生涯规划是什么？
What is the best life planning?
了解神要我做什么？
To understand what God intends for us to do.
全力以赴把它做完。
And we do our very best to complete the mission.
没有个人的理想。
We don't have our self-ideals and goals.
我每一天所问的是，主啊，你要我做什么？
Each day we should ask Lord Jesus, Lord, what do you want me to do?
朝这个目标来努力。
And we strive toward that goal.
当我们开始这样祷告，
When we start to pray in this way,
我们就发现神对我们的托付跟我们自己去规划出来的不太一样。
We will discover that what God entrusts to us varies drastically from what we plan for our own life.
好，那我们要从自己的生涯规划转变做神对我们的计划，这个就是舍己。
To deny ourselves means we turn from our own life dream goals and pursuit to the pursuing and completing God's mission.
这个就是舍己。
And this is what it means to deny ourselves.
那舍己所引起的任何牺牲跟痛苦就是十字架。
all the sacrifices and sufferings that we incur as a result of self-denial means that we are carrying the cross.
这不是简单的。
This is no easy task.
但是靠着神，这是做得到的。
But by relying upon God, it can be done.
所以一个人到底生活有没有价值？
So whether a person lives a meaningful and valuable life,
不在别人怎么肯定我们。
Doesn't depend on how other people equate us.
乃在乎神怎么看我们。
But it all depends on how God sees us.
因为那才是真实的。
Because that is the true value.
那才是永远的。
And that is eternal.
那神怎么来判定一个人的价值？
So how does God determine a person's value?
就是你活着跟主耶稣比起来有多相信。
Which is when you're still alive, How similar are you to the example of Jesus Christ?
如果我们能够活着跟主耶稣一样，
If we can live a life that is just like Jesus Christ,
像保罗说，我活着就是基督。
Just like Paul says that to live is to be Christ.
我们的结论，我死了就有益处。
And if I die, it'll be meaningful.
这个就是人的价值。
This is how God determines our human life.
所以我们的价值观重新被信仰来改变。
So our sense of value should be reevaluated through our faith.
我们每一个决定都会不一样。
Then every decision we make will be different.
神对我们是有托付的。
And God has entrusted His mission to us.
第一个
，first，
要引导人来信主。
We have to bring others to Christ.
第二个
，second，
哦，要追求信仰的成长。
We have to pursue for maturity in faith.
如果我们的信仰没有目标
，if there is a lack of goal in our faith，
没有使命。
There's no sense of mission.
我们的信仰没有动力。
And there's no motivation in our faith.
就每一天过一天，好像没事情。
And each day we'll live like the next, as though there's nothing to do.
但是如果我们的目标很清楚
，But if our goal is very clear,
我要带领我的家人信主。
I'm going to bring my family to Lord Jesus.
我的先生信主。
To bring my spouse.
我的孩子信主。
To bring my children to Christ.
我的父母信主。
To bring my parents to Christ.
我的家人信主。
To bring my family to Christ.
忽然间，我们发现很多事情要做。
Then all of a sudden, you discover there's many things to do.
当我们开始去做，
when we begin to work toward those goals,
信仰就动起来了。
Then our faith will be motivated.
信仰就在进步了。
Our faith will be growing.
体验就在增加。
Then our experience will increase.
所以人不能够没有使命感。
So a person cannot live without a sense of mission.
那有时候我们常常发现，一个人退休要做什么？
We often find when a person retires, what's he to do?
圣经给我们一个很清楚的目标。
The Bible gives us a very clear goal.
要无可指摘，安然见主。
That we have to be able to face God boldly without any kind of regret.
这是彼得后书里面讲的。
This is what's mentioned in 2 Peter.
那如果要做到这样，
if we are able to achieve this,
很多事情可以做。
And there's many things we can do.
当我们把主耶稣的一生摆在前面。
When we place the whole lifetime of Lord Jesus before us,
再把我们的人生摆在这个主耶稣的旁边，
and we contrast it with our life next to Him,
我们发现我们差太多了。
We discover there is such a great difference.
我们发现我们有太多要改变了。
We discover there's many things we need to alter.
这个就是我们退休以后生活的内容。
This is the content of our entire life. What we should
aim for. 那这样我们就能够安然见主。
And then we strive toward this, then we can face God boldly.
所以人生一定要有目标，一定要有使命。
So a person should live a life with a mission and goal.
跟主耶稣一样。
To be just like Jesus Christ.
这样生活才有价值，才有意义。
Then our life will become meaningful and valuable.
才不会虚空。
It will not be empty.
这是第二个。
This is the second.
我们在主耶稣最后一周里面看到的使命感。
It's the second thing that we see that in the last week in Jesus' life, there's a sense of mission.
第三个，
Third,
软弱感，
the sense of weakness.
我们先看路加福音二十二章。
Luke 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke 22.
四十一节。
Verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed.
四十二节。
Saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
43节。
43, then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
44节。
44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
耶稣在客西马里面祷告。
Lord Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那祷告有多迫切呢？
How urgent was his prayer?
其他的圣经有讲啊，汗滴好像血滴掉下来。
The Bible mentions that his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
祷告几次？祷告三次。
How many times did he pray? Prayed three times.
那为什么主耶稣要祷告这么迫切？
Why did he have to pray with such great urgency?
我们在这就可以看得出来。
We can see from here.
43节。
In verse 43.
天使从天上显现，加添他力量。
An angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
既然加添他力量，就是表示主耶稣他需要从神得到帮助。
To strengthen him, also we can infer that he was weak and he requires the assistance of God.
因为他既然带有肉体，就有软弱。
Because he carried with himself the fleshly body, so he has weaknesses.
十字架是灵魂体三个一起的受苦。
The suffering on the cross is one in which you suffer both in mind, spirit, and soul.
单单肉体来讲，我们没有一个人尝过这样的苦难。
Physically speaking, none of us has ever gone through this kind of agony.
那个多痛苦，没有人知道。
How agonizing was it? No one can know.
你看看，荆棘冠冕，上百个荆棘扎到头骨，这个什么滋味？没有人尝过。
Imagine all the thorns, hundreds of thorns.Pricking and sticking into your head. This is an agony that none of us can share.
手钉在十字架被挂起来。
And his hands were nailed on the cross.
这个痛苦没有尝过。
This is not something we have experienced.
这是强盗应该得的。
This is a suffering reserved for robbers.
这不是义人应该得的。
This is not something set aside for righteous.
但是他代替我们的罪上去了。
And yet, because of our sins, he died for us.
再来就是心灵上的痛苦。
Second is the suffering within his soul.
没有一个人了解他。
No one could fathom.
门徒都跑掉了。
All of his disciples scattered.
有的否定他，我不认识他。
Some deny him, saying, "I don't know this person."
有的为着三十块银子把他卖掉。
Some betray him with 30 pieces of silver.
这是何等大的打击！
What a great attack that was.
灵性上的痛苦。
And he suffered in his spirit.
我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, why have you departed from me?
那这三个苦难同时临到。
So when all these afflictions came upon him at the same time,
带有肉体的耶稣也需要神的帮助。
Even Christ who was carrying a flesh requires the help from God.
不然这个苦杯喝不下去。
Otherwise, it's impossible to drink this bitter cup.
所以今天我们需要有一种软弱感。
So today we need to have this sense of weakness.
保罗说，我夸的就是我的软弱。
Paul says, I boast in my weakness.
但是如果我们看保罗，
if we look at Paul,
他可以赶出魔鬼。
He is able to drive out demons.
他可以叫死人复活。
He can resurrect the dead.
他可以行很多的神迹。
He can perform many miracles.
从属世的标准来讲，
speaking from the worldly standard,
他在加玛列门下受教。
He was tutored under Gamaliel.
他在公会里面的议员。
He was the member of the council.
但这样的一个人，他说。我能够夸就是我的软弱。
But for such a person, he says, the only thing I can boast about is my weakness.
为什么？
Why?
因为天国路是属灵的路。
Because the road to heaven is a spiritual one.
不是用世界上的成就，人就可以走完天国路。
It is not something that we can complete merely with a worldly accomplishment.
所以圣经才说，大祭不是不能够体恤我们的软弱。
This is why the Bible tells us that we have a high priest who is not sympathetic to our sufferings.
那个大祭司就是主耶稣。
That high priest is Jesus Christ.
他可以了解我们的软弱。
He can understand and empathize with our sufferings. Why?
因为他做过人。
Because he himself had been a human once.
所以他可以了解我们做人的软弱。
And he can fully appreciate the weaknesses that we experience as a human being.
因此我们今天在信仰生活上。
And today as we go about our faith.
我们能夸什么？
What can we boast about?
我们能夸就是我们的软弱。
All we can boast about is our weakness.
如果我们知道自己很软弱，
if we know and aware that we are very weak,
我们懂得靠神，
we know we can turn to God for help,
我们就会刚强，
then we'll become strong,
我们就会得胜，
we will be victorious,
我们就可以走完天国路，
we can complete the journey to heaven,
我们就可以回到天国，
we can go back to heaven.
所以我们在主耶稣的受难记里面，
so we see through the passion of Christ,
我们可以看到三点，
we see three points.
第一个，
first,
主耶稣的危机感
，the sense of a crisis in Christ。
第二个
，second，
主耶稣的使命感
，the sense of mission in Christ。
第三个
，third，
主耶稣的软弱感
，the awareness of weaknesses in Christ。
这个都是我们要效法的。
And all of these are something that we have to imitate.
唱诗
，sing him。
339。
Please be seated.
虽然主耶稣好像弱者被挂到十字架上，
Even though Lord Jesus was like a weakling being hung on a cross,
但是主耶稣的刚强在十字架上表现。
But the strength of Christ is revealed on a cross.
我们看他非常的安静。
We see that he was very quiet.
被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
though revile, he never returned back any evil words and retaliate.
这个就是一种力量的表现。
This is a demonstration of strength.
他在最痛苦的时候
amidst his most agonizing moment,
能够赦免钉他的人。
He was able to forgive those who nailed him on the cross.
这就是一种伟大。
This is a greatness.
这个都是因为客西马尼园祷告从神得到力量。
And these are the result of being strengthened from the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以祷告在我们信仰生活是非常的重要。
So prayer plays a very important role in our life.
好，我们最后要一起来祷告。
We're going to conclude with a prayer.
如果我们要得圣灵，求圣灵。
If you'd like to receive a Holy Spirit.
求恩典，接受按手，请我们到前面来。
Pray for grace, for laying of hand, please come forward.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.